Alright, there's gotta be something on.
They say the word shit like 100 times.
You make the bully drink piss.
Whoa!
What is this exactly about?
Sean's parents are basically on the verge of a divorce.
We'll come back to bite them in the ass later.
I always wonder, like, why was it always that kid's problem?
Did you see that?
But I'm sure I'm quite drunk enough to see Meet the Beatles.
Of course, yeah. Nobody saw it. You know why? Because no one saw this movie.
It's like Avenue Q, only worse.
Yeah, it was definitely a rental for me.
On 3D, plus the IMAX 3D, plus the other theater had it.
Which was not really that hard.
Wait, where did he come from?
Get it up.
One of those covers of the Video Store, you remember?
Oh, this is that movie? Yep, of course. Yep, what in the hell is this and why is it on my TV? Yeah, I'm gonna have to catch this from the beginning.
What am I watching?
A bunch of people are sitting out on a curb. Guy coughs, spits into the puddle on the street. All of a sudden a car comes by, splashes the puddle onto all the passengers. Cuts to the word coronavirus.
So it's been a month of being locked in. If no one had told me, hey, there's a global pandemic right now, I would have probably not known for the first couple weeks.
The state shut down everything with any public venues. I'm unfortunately considered essential, so I'm out in the world every day and trying my best not to kill my family.
How are you guys doing with this amazing global situation we find ourselves in? Happy quarantine! Something about that.
A really cool documentary about the original Terminator, and they were talking about how O.J. Simpson was going to play Terminator in it, and James Cameron says, I just can't picture him as a killer. Why did
you fucking wrong? Wow. If only someone had a device that they could be recording everything going on them around them at the time. But these days,
when he tried to put gloves on and they didn't fit, and everything, you know what I mean?
And like, oh my God, we should make a bunch of videos of him putting on the glove, and it's like, like the music to Terminator, like, bum 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 bum.
Wait, that final drop into the molten. Like,
you must acquit. Oh my God. Did you guys see that the last Terminator movie that came out? What was it called? Dark Fate? Yeah. It's funny.
Like Alien gave up on him after a while.
Oh wow. See, I actually liked the last
one. I saw the one before it. The Genesis
I saw too. I saw it on cable. I didn't hate it.
That was kind of weird.
It was semi-okay, right? Like, it was like Arnold was actually the best part of it. The chick from Game of Thrones was terrible. That was, I don't know what was going on. What fueled that choice?
I felt sorry for her because that was really bad casting.
Oh yeah, and she should have walked. You know, she should have been like, this is ridiculous. Yeah, I'm doing such a bad...
The paycheck's quite good on it, so...
Of course. But there was a time where people would leave. Well, actually, I know. It was always they had to make you leave, right? Like, Eric Stoltz didn't be like, hey, guys, I don't think this is working on Back to the Future. Like, I just don't know. They're like, nah, it's not working. You got to go. The no hard feelings business, right?
To be fair, though, Eric Stoltz is a bit of a cunt.
Oh, no, really? he's bitter about it, or he's just a cunt in general?
Yeah, a cunt in general.
Oh, man.
If you ever get the opportunity to ask Tom Wilson what he's like, and he'll tell you straight.
Damn it. Dude, see this?
At one point, he was going to take him round back on the set and beat the shit out of him.
What? Yeah. Wait. See, this is... I've had the last year has been the year of dreams being crushed as far as how many people turn out to be... like shitty in real life. How many celebrities? And I mean, I don't know. That's that one. I was always thinking if I ever got to meet Eric Stoltz, he seemed like he would be a pretty cool guy. But what do
he
we base that on?
You know, life might have broke him down to the point where he's humble nowadays. You know what I mean? It's like I totally ruined a guy's childhood because I told him Charlie Chaplin was a kiddie fiddler.
Oh, geez.
I'm like, his wife was 14, for fuck's sake. You know, do the math.
There's a lot. Hey, these are the same people saying we should let Roman Polanski back in the country, right? Or since we probably know where he is, why don't we go get him? Like, you know, I don't know. But he's allowed to still make movies that they then release here. You know what I mean? It's weird. And maybe now is the time that all that shit is gonna, yeah. Now that you have, maybe that'll be a new podcast for us. That's one of the things that the quarantine seems to be bringing out of me, is just like every 5 minutes I say to Carrie, oh yeah, well, you know, we should do a show about that. We need to really refocus on our YouTube channel. Let's expand some of the content over there. Let's do something about this. And it's just like all that stuff that's always been there. You know what I mean? What, we just didn't have time to notice it because we all had to live our lives. But now that we're not allowed to leave, it's like, hey, you know what? Now that I think about it, that is kind of ridiculous. There's a lot of movies too you watch, but, and
yeah, this is the best time to be alive, to be honest, because there's all these celebrities in quarantine having a cry because, you know, it's really hard living in their £4 million fucking mansions.
Oh geez. Yeah,
you know, and
with all the toilet paper.
Yeah. All the toilet paper.
With all the toilet paper, those fuckers. That's the reason we can't get this shit in the stores.
They're so depressed. They should hop on fucking podcasts and get interviewed. Spend some time.
Yeah, like doing interviews with us little people, right? Because I will always, you know, it's one of the things that's hilarious about sort of introducing Carrie to the podcasting world and new people. Like, we're bringing in some new talent over at Hollow Nine, now featuring talent. Whenever I'm telling new people about like podcasting and sort of like the world of podcasting, it inevitably comes up like, oh yeah, that's Mark Maron. He has the most popular podcast in the world, followed by that guy, Joe Rogan. And it's like, oh yeah, now is the time where I start to tell you about the darker history of podcasting, where it used to just be about all of us artists out here who didn't have FCC licenses or any deals to get into TV studios or TV networks. We finally had a way to just get our shit out there to the world. And we, some of us, probably were just looking like we were too good at this. And so what happened? The celebrities, but not the A-lists, not even a lot of the B's, some of the B's, most of the C's, and all of the D's totally were like, fuck it, we're going to start a podcast. And they flooded the fucking market space.
iHeartRadio.
Jesus Christ, superstar. What are you? Where are you? Who you are? I don't know how the word says.
A woman wears a bra. Something like
that. Yeah, you're the Christ. What's going on? Yeah, and so then it became flooded, and now everybody's got it. It's almost interesting, too, that this is going on at a time like this, because everybody has a way to, at the very least, video chat with people, which is very something that was like sci-fi for the 80s always. It was like people don't leave their houses. They just talk to each other on video screens. But everybody's got a channel now, right? I went for a walk the other day and someone had written in their driveway, follow me on Instagram, and it wrote their handle. And I'm like, is this for Google imaging? So that if somebody Google Earths this area, there'll be a picture.
Did you model them?
No, I wish I should have. I probably should have, right? But now if there anything happened to them, I'm going to be...
If you get that gun, that's the first one to take
If you get that gun, follow me on my satellite told you where my house is. I just think it was funny, though.
Instagram models, let's be honest. They serve no fucking purpose.
It is hilarious that they actually have a line on still making a living. They're the only ones who are like, oh, wow, that happened? Well, guess what? I'm still here posing in my room. I don't know. I go back and forth on the Instagram models. It's like some days I dig it, and other days I just think, how the fuck did this happen? Because that means there was like all these...
They were fingered by the bad. That's
how
it
happened.
Jesus
Christ. Wow. Like, Blaine's just like, I'm staying silent. I don't know what the fuck to say, but I'm not saying anything.
No, it took me just a second with the accent.
You can't even prove I was part of that recording, man. Dave added that in later. It's a total separate recording session. Haven't you ever heard of Tangent City? You think we were all in the same place to record that shit? You got people from all over the world appearing in the same scene. How in the fuck does that happen? Oh, shit.
Oh, man. How many podcasts have launched since lockdown happened?
Well, I know
produced by, like, you know, expert fucking podcast producers like that pirate guy.
I was going to say the ones that claim they can get the thousands and thousands of downloads they don't get when there's not a pandemic.
the guys that go like, I can get you like 500,000 followers on social media for your podcast, even when I've got 10 followers. Right. And six of them are family members. You know, those folk.
Yeah.
Or the ones that sit you down at a saloon and want you to go ahead and sign up and provide all the content possible for them.
Which saloon would that be?
I don't know. You can pick from six or seven of them.
Are they baked and bogus? Are they more realistic and less cooked?
We put on a hell of a karaoke.
Holy shit.
I can't because the mics are never working, but they put a cracking karaoke.
Just wanted to say.
All I hear is Murray Head playing in the background the entire time.
Oh shit!
Did you see that one when he was setting up stuff and a bar? He's karaoke and he's fucking live streaming, telling you how to do it. And the woman that owns the place told him to shut the fuck up.
I missed that, and I regret every second of missing that right now.
That is the only one I've ever shared.
Oh. Oh my god.
Okay, please send that in the chat later.
Oh, seriously. Oh god. I might even post that to my LinkedIn just to make sure other people see it. Oh my god. Oh, like I was saying, this is a dangerous time to be living because everybody has their own fucking channel. And they can put their shit out into the world. There's none of those filters. Although it's funny, I was watching this video today with the guy from Nick Pizzolatto, the guy who created True Detective. And he was saying it's an absolute myth that they're trying to keep all the talent out of Hollywood. They want talent, but they want it because they want to monetize it. So, you know, you got to prove that it's able to be monetized. From what he was saying, like just for all the aspiring writers out there, if you want to get into TV, you have to write scripts, and what they're going to want to see is a pilot for a concept you created and a script for an already in existence TV show, and you have to be able to write like a good version of that, meaning, you know, show that you understand characters revised in a way that I don't know you would do if you got to do, but you have to show that you know what you're fucking doing, I guess. So I guess they are trying to make sure the talent is in Hollywood. So I kind of took that.
They also make every actor that's signing up with an agency sign a thing that says they'll get a cut of their, if they do a podcast.
No shit.
Cut of the sponsor money, yeah.
The studio does, or the agency.
On the agencies, just like actors' agencies. So they have a cut of about, I don't know, 200 podcasts or something.
No shit, wow. Wow, that is interesting. So now is that a recent thing, or like when did that happen?
I think it's the last 3 years, something like that.
I was going to say, isn't that how Ron Burgundy suddenly?
Because I know that Anya Faris woman told them to go fuck themselves when she was signing a new deal.
The one from Scary Movie? Oh, wow. I kind of think that's pretty cool. That's cool of her. You know what I mean? Like, but that's, you know what? I always knew there would at some point be some way that they're sneaking in and making this, like, shitty. You know, like, trying to put their garbage all over it. I wonder what about, like, is it because of also people like Jason Mantzoukas and Paul Scheer and things like We Hate Movies, How Did This Get Made? Where they're out, like, also doing, what the fuck is that? Yeah, I'm hearing like almost like as if, how about now? Is it gone?
Yeah.
It sounded like there was a plane landing on someone's house.
Yeah. Oh, and I'm like going like, where that, what's happening? Who's okay. Well, we're safe now. The system has stopped listening to us and they've decided to let us live.
That was a 5G.
I know. Right? They were just testing it. They were like, hey, are you guys feeling hotter now? Are you feeling warm?
Sorry, my bat's just finished in the microwave. It might have been a power surge.
Oh, well, it did sound like a microwave. It had that kind of a sound to it. like some kind of a, we're being radioactive radiation. We're being Chernobyled right now by something not Chernobyl. Or it could be Chernobyl, because who knows? That shit could probably still be killing us. Did you guys check that movie out? Have you seen that HBO miniseries?
Yeah, actually held off on it for a long time. And
me too.
Got sucked into it, and I think it was like an evening and a half later ran through them.
So it's weird, because we already brought up Alien, which I feel like I mentioned I had like this strange compulsion. Like all of a sudden I woke up one day and was like, I feel like watching Alien. And I'm in a group that's like an Alien fan group. And a lot of people said they had that same thing happen. And it was around the same time. It was like mid to late January after the holidays. And it was around that time, too, that Carrie and I watched Chernobyl. And we just cranked through it all in like a day and a half. And I hear... sound is coming back.
Yep.
Oh, but it didn't stay very long this time.
One is just going to get abducted.
I know, that's what I'm waiting for.
It's going to be on camera.
It's not easy butchering people. It's hard work. You know, there's a lot more like me.
We're talking to serial killers.
Serial killers!
New terminology.
Are criminals born, or are they formed?
How do we get ahead of crazy if we don't know how crazy thinks?
It's easier to ask for forgiveness than for permission.
Welcome to the Hollow Nine Mindhunter Podcast.
So is everybody recording this? Because I'm the only one recording it. I can't get abducted. I have to be the one to release the footage. I have to leak this shit. Or that's how you'll know I've been dropped back on Earth when this video about... Yeah. It's a cross between Blair Witch Project and Fire in the Sky. I get disappeared, and when the footage suddenly shows up on a new YouTube account that was made from my cell phone, according to the metadata, that's how you know that the aliens brought me back. Oh, that's fucking awesome.
It'll still be better than fucking Friend Request was. You'll see that shit.
I have not, but we should totally talk about it, because there's been a...
I vaguely remember that being... pushed,
but... or was there one called Unfriended, or is Friend Request and Friend Request 2 Unfriended? Which one was is that? Okay, and that's where
there was a sequel.
Yeah,
there was a sequel. Yeah.
Oh Jesus!
And that's the one where they're all on Skype the whole time, or they're all on the phone. Yeah, I've seen bits and very when I say bits, like flipped through, flipped back, flipped again. But anyway,
I think I saw maybe 5 minutes and just went, "Yeah, this is just shit."
Yeah.
I've got better things to do in my life, you know what I mean? I'll go watch
The Slender Man. Go watch The Slender Man movie.
Take care of some bunions here.
Did you watch The Slender Man movie? Like the Hollywood Slender Man? Wait, was that a Blumhouse film? I mean, I guess you see all the Blumhouse films. I kind of give them all a shot. I just watch them, and I know some of them I'm going to flat out hate, but usually they're pretty scary at the very least. I can't remember. It might not
see a screener for it purely because I was doing I was a panel at a horror convention thing. So,
oh nice!
Yeah, I got to see it for that.
I watched.
It was like one of those online fucking conventions that people pay like £40 and stay in the fucking house. You're like, fuck this.
And it's an online convention where you were. Oh, the sound is back. And see, it doesn't like being pointed out. Once we mention the sound, it goes away. It's like a shark. And it swims off again. Even the panel is virtual.
Ripka's trying to sort your equipment for you.
Shut the fuck up. Is the panel virtual? Or are they actually all at a place where they're at like the same table and everybody is just tuning in? How does that work?
The way we did it, it was on Zoom. On Zoom, and we're just still sitting there. And we basically reviewed it beforehand, we gave what our scores were and everything, and the top five films that we picked got through. And the only comment I made on the entire, I think it was 90 minutes, was, it's fucking shit. That
was it. They didn't ask for a follow-up on that?
I was actually supposed to be getting money, and they never sent the money. So I said, it's fucking shit, then sat like this the whole time.
That's what you get when you don't pay, guys. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Holy crap. Oh, man. Well, the Slender Man movie I thought was terrible. I wanted it to be at least slightly okay, but it was god-awful. But I kind of feel like at least I watched it. I'm a little bit more interested in watching like the documentaries and stuff about it, because at least that's got something to it. This, it seemed like they were trying to half use the real story and then half, you know, Hollywood sexy it up, and they just made it stupid. As if it was, I mean, Midsommar is better, let's put it that way, and Midsommar is fucking terrible. Like, fucking terrible.
It's so bad you thought M. Night Shyamalan made it.
Yeah, Midsommar, or
just made the kid watch it.
Midsommar?
Yeah.
Did you like it, Blaine? Or was that a punishment?
I liked the concept. I did not like the execution.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I would rather live it than watch it.
Yeah, exactly. It actually looked like it would have been cooler to be there than to be watching it.
I would rather drink Kool-Aid in Jonestown.
When I was done watching it, all I could think is, you know what? We should have some kind of international coalition that just finds these communities that do shit like this and carpet bomb the fuck out of them. I mean, like, I'm sure I'm going to be taking heat for that. I'm at Dave the Clone on Twitter or at Hollow Nine Cast. It's just that kind of thing where I'm like, yeah, so it's like an inbred colony that has to kidnap and murder people in order to maintain its status quo. Yeah, yep.
So,
you guys, quit
judging me, Dave.
You guys just got your license to exist revoked as far as the rest of the world is concerned.
It was basically the Wicker Man if the Wicker Man got neutered.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
We made him watch that the night before.
Wicker Man was better. Wicker Man was much better.
Even the Nicolas Cage Wicker Man.
That's the one I was talking about. The bees! Not the bees! Oh, God!
Nicolas Cage, I'm sorry.
Wait, isn't the 70s one kind of like a semi-porn? Isn't it sort of like so much nudity that they've considered it kind of like a soft...
Every British movie in the 70s was.
Dear God, you guys are just doing it right over there in the kingdom. I don't know what's going on. So, well, please...
Pretty much say or see anything after 9 o'clock at night on British TV.
Dear God. So. Dear God. I mean, that's why I'm watching IT Crowd, and like they're in the middle of like a show with a laugh track. They'll be dropping all the jar, like, oh, it's not shit. It's not shit. It's chocolate. And I'm like, wow, we had to wait till NYPD Blue to get stuff like that. And even then, it was like they could only say it once or twice when they first started to break the mold there, you know?
If I'm not mistaken, IT Crowd was on at 7:30, 8 o'clock at night, something like
that. Oh, really? So it was still rather tame comparatively to other stuff.
Tame, yeah.
Yeah, that was a good show.
You can say cunt as often as you want after 9 o'clock.
That's awesome.
Apparently every kid's in bed by 9, so you can just say what the fuck you want.
Yeah, hey, well, you know what? Those are those nice, like, little white lies that the world used to operate under that didn't do any harm, really. They didn't do quite as much harm as people these days might think they did. Like, guys, you need to calm down on some stuff and get a little less calm on other stuff. That's what I'm talking about. Oh my God, I hear the sound. It's approaching. It must be all these hot topics that we're touching on. The system's a little, like, not sure how to handle it. We're putting ourselves on notice here. We're letting the Illuminati know we're here.
Strutka crawling over the cans.
Oh my God.
Oh God.
Oh man. Well, how has the first quarter of the year, aside from winding up in a quarantine, been for you guys as far as anything that you've seen that has really stood out, that has kind of reinvigorated or inspired any new creative ideas, anything that you want to start dropping some seeds about that might be bubbling or brewing on the horizon to the extent that you can without ruining the surprise?
I saw a Korean movie. I can't for the life of me remember what the name was, because I saw it without an English name, so I'm not fucking able to pronounce it. But basically, a guy kills his stepsister, and then for the rest of the movie, he's just going about with her like fucking Weekend at Bernie's style, but it's like a fucking drama.
Oh, wow.
And at one point, he has her sitting on at a bus stop, and some hobo comes up and rapes the corpse.
There you go. Well, like you do.
What? Like, I don't remember this in Weekend at Bernie's, but yeah.
Oh, wait, no. There was corpse rape in Weekend at Bernie's. The mafia girlfriend who shows up at Bernie's house and just goes in the room and fucks the body without even, like, checking, apparently. And even, like, Jonathan Silverman's like, how? Bernie?
That's a project apparently Ryan Reynolds wants to remake.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah, with him playing Bernie.
Him playing Bernie. Okay, so that actually is kind of interesting. I don't know. Is he an asshole in real life? Does anybody know? Is he a douchebag, or is he the nice guy he seems like he is?
He's paying his staff really fucking well during this lockdown, and he owns one of these fucking budget mobile phone companies, and he's giving everyone free internet and data and stuff.
Oh, wow.
The entire lockdown period, so yeah, seems a good guy.
So, yeah, man, he's on the list. You're okay. It's okay to like Ryan Reynolds, guys. We got to keep a list going.
As far as I know, he's not fucked any kids or anything.
Yeah, that's the great equalizer, right? Who would have thought that's where we
would. He'll have to get suicided in prison, won't he?
Oh, dear God, man. He did not commit suicide. Epstein did not kill himself. Oh, my God, either man. It's totally just watching True Detective recently. Like, it is exactly that scene where that guy gets a phone call, then goes and sits down in his cell just out of view of the camera, and then blood starts coming out from under the gate, and they're just like, we don't know what happened, man.
What if that's the thing that they're hiding from us? What if Epstein was having a chokey wank?
And he accidentally killed himself?
Yeah, and they fucked up because they let him have whatever he was using to choke himself.
Oh, shit.
That's why they've had all the footage. You know, that's a weirdly dark conspiracy theory, isn't it?
It's a reverse Wire. It's a reverse of what they did to D in The Wire. Oh, my God, man. That's crazy.
I actually get called out on one of my episodes for mentioning Carradine.
Really?
It was from someone associated with his company he used to work with.
And what happened?
I said, look, I didn't put the fucking cord around his neck and start jacking his cock. Did that himself.
Listen, just because you guys can't take responsibility, that's on you. I just happen to be there.
Should have had the wank material better.
Why are there photos? Explain that to me. I wasn't there to take them, but they're in my email, so you tell me how they got there.
Do you think the cleaner that found Elvis on the toilet took photos? Well, she wouldn't have a camera phone back then. Do you think she went and got a camera and took photos?
I don't know, man. Cameras were very
first selfie.
I have no idea what they were doing. Like, I hope.
Would she like sit down on the floor and place herself in between his knees?
And like those cameras, you had to look down in from the top and from the side, so you couldn't even like. How would you know how to even aim it at yourself? You're just like, I don't know, dude. I gotta like. If I'm standing here and looking down and you're over there, that means I gotta be
a pack of 10 to get one good one.
Yet somehow they've kept quiet who actually killed Kennedy all this time. Like, with all those limitations, that's why time travel has got to be possible. Could you imagine if all those unexplained conspiracy theories, like, the answer is yeah, someone's gonna travel back from the future and do all that shit. That's just how it's gonna go down, man. That's why none of it makes sense. That's why the conspiracy has to be in place. I saw that that Katie Sackhoff show on Netflix got renewed for a second season, whatever the fuck that show is called. I literally watched 10 minutes of one episode and was like, what the fuck is this? I was reading an article that was talking about, no, maybe it was one of these video essays that I watch on YouTube because I do that a lot now. And they were talking about how like Netflix decision making process clearly makes no sense because that shit got a second season and all these other shows have been jettisoned or Like, they canceled BoJack Horseman, I think, was the one that the video mentioned. Have you guys watched any of that shit or any new shows or any under-the-radar new stuff? Because there's so much new stuff out there. There's constantly stuff coming up.
I predict that show got renewed because it was cheap to make.
Yeah.
In comparison, it's really weak. Because that show is basically Hirsch saying, yeah, I've given up on actually having a career.
Yeah, so
I'm two steps away from just doing porn.
I mean, that's honestly, and I hate to say it because I'm friends with her on Facebook, and I think it's the actual her because she does a lot of story posting, talking about projects she's working on, and I'm a huge fan from BSG days, and I was there at Dragon Con in 2018. I got to kind of like say hi to her a little bit, but. Yeah, it's definitely like my mind instantly when I saw this video talking about it, I'm like, okay, she sucked somebody off to keep this thing on the air, like, or to keep, like, somehow, and maybe that's the hashtag me too, I shouldn't have said that, but she is the reason the show is still alive. let's revive the movement that seems to have disappeared. I'll self-police on that one.
What's between fucking hashtag and fucking Vogan here?
It's that little bonus for the Patreon fans.
Get some synth music going. Hold on.
Oh, dear Lord. I couldn't help it. It's just the first thing that I'm like, how come I always break the rules, man? It's always like once you relax and have too much fun, you wind up saying something. You're like, oh, someone's going to hate me. Well, this has been a cool hangout, and thanks for giving me some commentary on Alien. Is there anything you guys want to say before we wrap it up? Because I know it's like 4 a.m. where Drew is, and God knows what time the world in quarantine starts. I know my girlfriend's been getting up for early meetings at like 9, starting at like 8:30 and shit, and it's been crazy.
Kiss my ass.
Oh, I know, Blaine, dude, preaching the choir. You're on the front line, dude. That you're keeping you're keeping the world together.
Early for meetings around 9.
you're the glue holding the world together right now, bud. So everybody make sure you go to radiohaver.com and give to the frontline soldiers over in the UK on April 30th or before then or after then too, I imagine. But we're going to have the – I know Drew's got that special night coming on. But as we're mentioning frontline soldiers and people like our buddy Blaine, I'm sure there's some U.S. equivalents, but you know what? We got to share the love because right now the U.S. is looking pretty rough. We got to do what we can to keep our image somewhat copacetic out there. So who wants to go first? What do you guys want to tell the folks at home about before we wrap up?
Blaine can go first.
Okay, first things first, I wanted to step back for just a second, and I'm sorry if this takes us off on a tangent here, but
I don't want to get off on a
little bit more about what you had asked earlier, if we had watched anything recently that just kind of resonated since the quarantine and all. And I had put it off for a long time, but I finally started watching Ozark. And
Oh, nice.
I've been blowing through this one now.
Yeah, dude. And
a friend of mine out of nowhere messaged me today and was making some ridiculous joke about the fact that there is a character in the 3rd season, whatever episode, who basically they're equating with me, except a couple of more mental issues.
Oh, nice. I've been hesitating to start season 3. Where are you in the show? Are you on? Are you at season 3? Or
I'm on the tail end of season 1. I believe it's on 7 or 8.
Nice. It's an awesome show, dude. I love that show. But we haven't started season 3. We're a little gun shy about getting into season 3. Actually, I think I may have mentioned it to you at one point when we were having some writing discussions because of some characters I was really impressed with on that show. And I was like, man, like when I see characters like that come around, I'm like, TV's where it's at, dude. We got to make some stuff and get it on Netflix. So if you're listening out there, Netflix, just to let you know, 2020 is the year.
That's why I said it might go off on a tangent.
Hey, there you go, man. I have a whole city full of that shit for you.
I watched Tom Segura's special on Netflix. It was pretty good.
Yeah, the one about where he said he would drown the dog if it bit his kids. I want to watch that. I watched his old one. It was pretty good. I actually sent Pete Davidson a friend request on Facebook after I watched his Netflix special. We watched that one that Nick Kroll and John Mulaney did on Netflix, The Ohi. That was actually pretty funny. But at first, like the first 15 minutes, we were kind of like, I'm not sure I like this. This might not be good. And then it just kind of got funny and awesome and stayed that way. Well, we got to do this again, guys, because, you know, we're all locked in. We might as well get the ball rolling on some new stuff. There's some new things a-brewing over at the Hollow Nine. We got some new faces and some new voices and some new things about to start popping off. So we were getting all prepped for the now postponed March New Jersey Horror Con, which is why I've got a different mic than I usually have at my home rig. And that's happening in June now, so until then, we have to fill the void. But I think it'll be cool, because it'll give us a chance to get a lot of things in motion before we are live and on-site at that. So anybody, any of our friends who are on the East Coast in the northern region there can make it to Atlantic City and come check out the showboat and hang out with us and some movie stars and fun, cool indie filmmakers. That was it's going to be a blast. So until then, until we back on the line in Haver again with these guys, I have been Dave the Clone from the Hollow Nine Network.
Lane from Appalachian Pie.
And I'm Drew. I'm just some fat guy from Scotland.
And this has been your quarantine checkup check-in with the guys from the Terra Firma Artist Union. And keep your ears out there, man. There's a lot of radio waves flying around while we're all locked down. So until next time, peace.
You've been listening to the Hollow Nine Network, bringing you the very best in fan-made media. That's the word hollow, the number 9, INE. Now broadcasting from our new home on the web, hollownine.com. where you can find info on all of our awesome programming as well as the team behind the shows. Leave us your feedback, join in the conversation, and be a part of the action. Find the Hollow Nine Network on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you find your podcasts. Email us at info@hollownine.com or at hollownine podcast@gmail.com. Join in the fun. Hollow Nine.
I don't know if you think making me repeat myself is going to somehow make the story change, or if you just don't want to hear what it is I actually have to say, but again, we changed course based on orders received on the flash band from company headquarters. Code Gold, Command Eyes Only. Standard operating procedure, as I know you are aware. Search and Rescue would rarely venture into an unregulated area without more concrete proof of life. We sure found something out there, all right.
When you watch it as a little kid, you know, it's a monster movie. It's creepy. But then there's all the weird artificial intelligence stuff. There's the, like, rapey nature of the facehuggers and all that.
Why don't you stick your face in the egg, dude? Is there an egg opening in front of you? Stick your face in there and see what happens.
When I fall asleep at night, I have this irrational fear that something is going to crawl inside and, like, lay eggs inside of me. I'm actually wondering, now that we're talking about this, if this might have been the impetus for that.
You know, Star Wars comes out, and they go, what other movies do we have set in space? Boom, Alien gets green light the next day.
Very similar to just even how our government is in preparation for something where they didn't know exactly what was in store, like specifically xenomorphs.
Bodily fluids, and it's not just blood. There's a lot of, like, grease, and there's a lot of sweat. And if it wasn't the blood that got me, it was the sheer amount of sweat.
We're on a mission to bring back knowledge of the xenomorph.
The end of all mankind, all wrapped up in a bow, just waiting for us to come along. You're gonna find yourself staring down the barrel of a living, breathing devil in the flesh that bleeds acid and lives to kill us.